Ladies and gentlemen, your boys are back, even though one of us is not feeling all that good.
Yes, sir. We're
here after a week off to bring you some wrestling talk. You know, Crown Jewel took place, Bound for Glory take place. We got Wrestle Dream coming up. And I forget, we need to talk about what happened at the showdown with NXT. So welcome on this Monday night to Monitor Wrestling. The boy, the playmaker, Down in Silence is here. My co-host, Cool McCain, is here. He's here. He's just in the dark.
I'm in the semi-witness protection program.
So he's here. Y'all can hear him. So we know we ain't do a show last week. We wanted to take a week off and recharge and, you know, get ourselves together. So with that being said, I gotta go back to last Tuesday because we had a showdown, Mr. McCain, between NXT and TNA.
Yes,
so, it's what took place last week on Tuesday. We kicked off the show with tag teams going against each other. NXT Tag Team Champions Dark State against the Hardy Boys, who are the TNA Tag Team Champions. And it's title for title, winner take all.
That was clear who won that match.
And that would be the Hardy Boys winning the NXT tag team titles from Dark State. And the reason why I know about all this, because that was like the main thing that my chat was talking about. What should I say? Our chat was talking about when it came to Tuesday. Dark State gets beat by the Hardys. Would you like to share your thoughts that you put in the chat, sir?
I would. Dark State should have been destroy at the conception stage. It should never made it on TV. It should never made it onto any sort of platform. It was a garbage idea because just like the last time they tried to do this, they didn't do a good job. It's nothing against the guys because you can only work with what you got. But creatively, you don't do good with this, WWE. Just stop it. That's the cleaned up version for air.
So, there you had it. The Hardy Boys or TNA goes up 1-0 on the night. That moves us to the Survivor Series women's match. So on the, make sure I remember the teams correctly. So for Team TNA, you had obviously the Knockouts champion, Kalani Jordan. You had the TNA Tag Team, Women's Knockout Tag Team Champions, and Cassie Lee and JC McKay. You had Mariah Shade make up TNA. For NXT, you had obviously the NXT Women's Champion, JC Jane. The double champion in TNA, Soul River, who is the speed champion and the women's North American champion.
Amen. NXT.
You also had Lola Vice and Jada Parker.
This is why I say, hey, Miss Parker, I can't say it like I normally do.
Yeah, you also can't enjoy the cake like you normally do, too.
No, that's not true.
Because you ain't stopped me not one time.
That's not true.
But we had a special guest referee in Jordan Grace, who has stepped foot in both TNA and NXT.
It was a match full of cakes, including the referee. It was just cakes galore. And I was not upset with that.
So this is how it went down. Sade eliminated Miss Parker. Ruka eliminated Sade. Lola Vice eliminated Lee. And she eliminated, matter of fact, Lola Vice eliminated the Knockouts Tag Team Champion. Let's just put it like that. Kalani Jordan took out Lola Vice and JC Jane took out Kalani Jordan to give NXT on the board 1-1. Anything you want to say about this match, sir?
All I need to say is it was full of capes. That was entertaining.
All right, so 1-1. Match number three. Match number three saw Ethan Page of NXT going up against Mustafa Ali of TNA. I don't believe the North American Championship was on the line, but it would have been interesting. Let me see.
It wouldn't matter.
Either way, Ethan Page wins the match, so NXT goes up 2-1. Started off shaky.
It wasn't on the line. It was a championship match.
It was a championship match. Okay, so the North American Championship was on the line. Nevertheless, 2-2. Shaky start to begin with. Back-to-back wins. So now we are 2-1 NXT with one match to go. That'd be the men's Survivor Series match for TNA. You had the leader of the team, Mike Santana. You had the X Division champion, Leon Slater. You had the, is it the international champion?
Mm-hmm. Frankie Kazarian.
Frankie Kazarian. And you had Moose representing TNA. On the NXT side, of course, you had the NXT champion, Ricky Saints, along with the TNA champion, Trick Williams, Miles Bourne, and Javon Evans. Well, to get things started, Ricky Kazari took out Miles Bourne. Leon Slater took out Javon Evans. So all of a sudden, Team NXT is already down two members already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to a very interesting point here to where it's Trick Williams and Ricky Saints to take on 40 men. And then Trick Williams said, I'm out, deuces. Trick Room takes himself out and is now 3-on-1 against Ricky Saints. Ricky Saints takes out Kazari. He takes out Slater. And then Santana takes him out. And NXT and TNA finish the night 2-2.
With help from Moose, he took him out.
Oh, they ain't put Moose in here from what I'm reading.
No, but I watched it. Help from Moose, they put him out. Moose didn't get eliminated either.
Oh, Moose didn't get eliminated either? Nah. No wonder. I was like, what happened to Moose? I was thinking, I'm like, they don't say what happened to Moose. Nevertheless, 2-2 in the showdown between NXT and TNA. That's pretty much the way I wanted it to go. Because this, if y'all gonna do this brand versus brand, I need more. But if you need something to look forward to tomorrow on NXT, Ava and Santino did make an announcement. It'll be a number one contenders battle royal for the women's NXT championship at Halloween Havoc. And the entire Knockouts division is invited to take part. So, we got a lot of names in that, Mr. McCain, to make it to Halloween Havoc to take on JC Jane. Anything you want to say about Showdown that ended 2-2?
Should have been more matches. I think they could have made some of them, actually could have made all of them shorter and gave us like two more matches. But as far as what we got, I mean, it's what I expected it to be. It wasn't anything amazing, marvelous, or spectacular, but I didn't expect as much. So it was good, solid. It seemed like something that was thrown together in a couple of weeks, which is really what it was.
So now that showdowns and the divide between NXT and TNA can be put to the side for a moment, because TNA had to quickly shift focus to Bound for Glory, one of the biggest pay-per-views of the year. Bound for Glory had quite a bit of matches. Of course, it was headlined by the TNA World Heavyweight Championship match between Mike Sanchez and Trick Williams. He also had the final go-around between the Hardys and the Dudleys. Kalani joined, defended her title against Amy Otterwell. So they just get to it. So we had the Elegant Brands getting their rematch against the Inspiration for the TNA Knockouts Tag Team Championships. The Inspiration retains.
Too soon to change it. Expected outcome.
So that's how we kicked off tonight. But afterwards, they inducted Mickie James into the TNA Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Well deserved. Hardcore country.
Now on WWE, you got to just put her in the WWE Hall of Fame, and we all can call it a great career.
What with that?
Next match on the card, the International Championship match, Steve Macklin getting his rematch against Frankie Kazarian after he lost at Victory Road back on September 26th. Here's the rematch. And, you did say for the Knockouts title, it was too soon to change, right?
Yep.
Well, they didn't feel that way about the International title, because guess who got it back?
Should never lost it.
Steve Macklin is a two-time TNA International Champion.
They should never lost it. That was correcting a mistake.
Oh, correcting a mistake. I hear you. That's what happened. So we had Gia Miller versus Tessa Blanchard. She's back. Interesting. I didn't know she was back.
They didn't really mention it.
But it's Tessa Blanchard, so you know who won.
That is fair.
Call Your Shot Gauntlet match. So, you want to explain to the people what Call Your Shot Gauntlet match is?
Basically, if you win it, it's like a contract to call your shot for whatever championship you like. So, if you're women, it's for one of the women's championships, the men for whatever men's championship you'd like to go after. Historically, like Money in the Bank, you go after the top title. But sometimes you may have your eyes on a different championship. And you can pick when. And you don't have to do like AEW and tell them beforehand.
Here, you want to know what the interesting part is? Nick Nemeth and Frankie Kazarian both won. Mm-hmm. Which made this very interesting.
They both get called a shot, I'm assuming.
For the same title?
It doesn't have to be at the same time.
That sucks. Whoever's TNA champion. Speaking of champion. The Knockouts Championship match, Andy Hartwell versus Kalani George. I do believe this is Kalani George's first title defense.
To my knowledge, yes, sir. Miss Kalani Cakes. Against the Hartwell Cakes.
All Unfortunately for the Hart Real case, it didn't end it the way that she wanted, because Kalani Jordan retains the Knockout Women's Championship.
Too early to take the title off of her, too.
Then
the outcome.
Yeah. Interesting how they doing stuff. Hardcore War. The Order 4 versus the System. This is TNA's version of War Games. By my understanding, this was a pretty brutal match, sir.
Yes, sir, it was.
However, the System became victorious. Is this where we get the System back on track, or this just a interesting point?
It's hard to say because it was Order 4. Order 4 is not a group where you're like, oh, these guys, you know, they're the real deal. Like, we're not saying it about Order 4. So it all depends, to be honest.
I'll throw that question out there. Knockouts Division Championship. Javon Evans going against Leon Slater. Well, let's just say we don't know who won, because there was no winner.
There were losers, though. All the wrestling fans. Because Dark State came back. Like, anybody wants to see them.
Yeah. Good job, Dark State. You won the championship title match. They had nothing to do with y'all. Now, y'all showed up at Bound for Glory and y'all interfered in an X Division match. But not the match you should have interfered in. Am I saying that correctly, right?
Yeah.
Because the next match is the one more table match between the Hardy Boys and the Dudleys. You know, the one that took the tag team ties away from the Dark State? Yeah, that team right there. That's the team you should have went after.
Playmaker, why would they do something that makes sense? You wildin'.
You're right. I give them too much credit. You are so right.
Absolutely.
You are so right. I give them too much credit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're still talking about the sexy boy. Don't forget that.
I'm bad. I'm
not
sorry.
Your boy toy.
I'm sorry. You know I hate stupidity. It's just, you know I hate stupidity. So, but one last time, the Duggars and the Hardys put an end to their great rivalry that spans decades. How you win this match? You got to put both of your opponents through tables to win the match. Devon was eliminated because of a swanton through the table by Jeff Hardy. As the match continued to the point where Bubba Ray looked at the Hardys, and he just knew there was nothing he can do. And as manager dropped the chairs and they looked at Bubba Ray, they come closer. Matt says, I'm sorry, reminiscent of Shawn Michaels saying, I'm sorry to Ric Flair at WrestleMania, I want to say 23, if I'm correct.
You're definitely one of them.
As both Matt and Jeff place Bubba Ray Dudley through the table to win and retain the TNA tag team titles. They got to see Spike Dudley one last time, who made an appearance.
Yep.
Sir, you watched the Dudleys and the Hardys go at it for years. What you have to say about the final time?
As respectfully as I can, I want to say it was time for the Dudleys to hang them up. And I liked that they did the one last match, but it was definitely, you could see it was the end. And I'm glad they did the match. I'm glad they took off the boots and gave them to the Hardys to see to find it done, because they definitely needed to be done after this match. But
did you enjoy the match?
It was okay. I mean, the Hardys are past their prime, too. They're just not as far gone as the Dudleys. So it had some good spots, but I think you could tell this was two teams that, you know, a little bit past their prime, so to speak.
I mean, to most people, that was the match of the night. Would you? That's not like you disagree with that sentiment.
Well, it wasn't the actual match of the night. It was the quote-unquote match of the night for what it meant. The match of the night was the main event. In my opinion.
Which actually brings me to the main event, the TNA World Championship match between Mike Santana and Trick Williams. Last time we saw Trick Williams, he was leaving NXT high and dry to lose to TNA. Now he needs to put the title on the line against a TNA superstar in Mike Santana. The question going into this match, will TNA pull the trigger? Well, I can say confidently, sir, Mr. McCain, TNA pulled the trigger.
I mean, I feel like this was a plan all along. Right? Have Trick hold the belt, create some controversy, give him another run, build him up. I think he'll probably end up on SmackDown with Carmelo Hayes. And we'll probably get Treat Mellow game, because we're not gonna have, I don't think, Street Profits much longer. Then Cole's gonna get his wish there. So we've got to have another color team to fill that hole and not win championships. So it'll be Treat Mellow game.
Mike Santana wins the TNA championship, my bad. Nickname is Teases, the new champion. And while he teased him, Ada could and took a guitar shot from Elijah. Welcome back, Elijah. And then freaking Zay decided to do a tease himself before Mike Santana shut him up. And then you got to see Mike Santana celebrate the title with his daughter. And this is how Bound for Glory ends.
That was the match of the night. Him and Trick pulling a good match.
So, sir, Bound for Glory, how did you feel about it?
I think it was solid overall, because they moved things in directions that made sense. You wanted to have that last match between the Dudleys and the Hardys. And the Hardys are like four-time champions. They're like the Hall champions and maybe the Reality of Wrestling or one of the other organization's champs. So they're like four. They're like a tag team, four belts each. So I like this last little run for them. I hope when this run is over, they go ahead and retire too. But overall, the pay-per-view, I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was pretty good. You just came off of doing something with NXT. So you had that. You didn't have a lot of NXT people featured here. You kept it more TNA, which I think made a lot of sense. But we got quite a few people that'll be coming up on the end of their TNA contract zone. So it's going to be fun to see what happens with those people once they are free agents.
All right. So that is your NXT and TNA for tonight's show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, my co-host has to preview AEW WrestleDream, which I hear he's not fond of.
So I wonder where you could have heard something like that from, sir. Let's go.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green. And the Jets wore green. That's how we become a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. 7 p.m. Central on YouTube and where you can find podcasts.
Everything Boston. I love you, morons. You kids from the block, New Edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go yourself again, Jason.
Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze car.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color of crown they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to I could be the black people.
As he takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. No, Pacific time zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
All right, good people. We are in the building. It's time to talk some WrestleDream. So AEW will be having WrestleDream in St. Louis, Missouri on Sunday. And date-wise, that will be, I got to pull up the date because they're tripping. That will be the 19th. So, we have what I'll call an interesting card so far. We know that they're going to add a couple more matches as AEW. But as of now, you can watch the pay-per-views on HBO Max. It is either $49.99 or $39.99.
Oh, shout out to HBO.
Yeah. I think the difference is what level of membership you have. So we'll start off the pay-per-view with a match we've seen several times. We're going to see again. The Hurt Syndicate versus The Demand. The Hurt Syndicate, I think we know, is Bobby Lashley, Shelton Benjamin, and MVP.
I know that's not what they call in Ricochet's group.
You're no wrong, sir. So this will be a great time for that rumored fourth person to join the Hurt Syndicate to help them get the advantage and help get MVP out of the ring and back doing what he needs to do after this match. The Demand is Ricochet, Toa Lona, and Bishop Khan. Another trios match.
Y'all should lose this on your stupid name.
Powder infused name, sir.
The Demand.
The Demand. Then we have Jamie Hayter versus Thekla. Probably gonna be one of the good matches on the card. It'll probably end up on the pre-show. Oh yeah, we gotta pick these. I'm picking the Hurt Syndicate over the Demand.
Just because did you really have to say that?
I do have to say it. One name is good, one name is garbage. I think Thekla gets help from her homies and she'll beat Jamie Hayter.
I'm running with Jamie Hayter. I'm being biased, but I don't care.
What a shock. The Young Bucks, Nick and Matt Jackson, are going to take on Jurassic Express, which is back together, Jack Perry and Luchasaurus. It's a $500,000 match to the winner.
Give me Jurassic Express.
I'm going to go Jurassic Express and probably pre-show for that too. Darby Allin and John Moxley in an I Quit match. I'm going to have to go with Darby Allin because I don't think he will say I quit.
I don't think John Moxley is going to say I quit either. So.
If Darby Allin pulled up the flamethrower and pointed at John Moxley, he's going to say I quit. You could put Darby Allin in a coffin and throw him in the ocean, he won't quit. I'm going Darby Allin.
Just let me know who says I quit. I don't even care.
I mean, to me, it has to be Moxley. Kyle Fletcher versus Mark Briscoe for the TNT Championship. I want to say Mark Briscoe, so he gets a title or whatever. An actual AEW title, not a Ring of Honor title, which are three grades below the AEW belts. But I'm going to go Kyle Fletcher.
Yeah, I got to go Kyle Fletcher.
Then we got Brodito, Brody King, and Bandito versus Kazuchika Okada and Konosuke Takeshita for the AEW Tag Team titles. I think Okada and Takeshita have had some strife in the past, and things might get a little weird there. So I am going to go with Brodito to hold on to their belts.
Yeah.
We have the Timeless rematch. Chris Statlander versus Tony Storm.
Statlander.
Definitely going Statlander. You don't take the belt off Storm and then give it right back to her.
Definitely. I'm sorry. All right, I love Tony Storm like everybody else, but I think it's a good time to get a break.
Yeah. And then for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship, we've got Hangman Adam Page versus Samoa Joe.
Oof.
I definitely am going Hangman because I think Samoa Joe's entering the twilight. And he had his run with the AEW Championship already. So that's why I'm going where I'm going.
Yeah, I go Hangman.
Okay. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your AEW WrestleDream pay-per-view as it stands today. And again, this is AEW, so we do understand that there are going to be more matches added. If AEW doesn't add three or four more matches, they just won't be AEW. But they haven't added them as of yet, so we can't pick what we don't have as of yet. Mm. Want to do a commercial or just dive straight into it, sir?
Nah, do a commercial.
Let's get it, y'all.
Rams fans all around the world.
It's a beautiful thing to be a Rams fan right now. Stafford's back. We will see about Cup. And running back Kerryon Williams to return.
Lend me your ears. Or should I say, lend Playmaker your ears. As he breaks down week by week everything in the Los Angeles Rams canon.
Number 99, Aaron Donald. Can't wait for 2029 to come to know that you are going in the Hall of Fame and it should be first ballot, no questions asked.
Join the Playmaker as he breaks down everything Los Angeles Rams style in Ramily Talk. on the Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel, and where you can find podcasts.
I was
hey, Eagles fan. Join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week, in an objective manner, and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care! Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for your WWE portion of the Let's go to Perth, Australia. Real quickly, I'm not going to get into too much of SmackDown, but real quickly, Mr. McCain?
Yes, sir?
Selena Vega is back with her husband?
Yes, she is.
Did not see that coming?
It makes sense, though. They weren't doing anything with her, so.
But I'm happy about it. Mm-hmm. I love seeing married couples together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for the married couples. And also doing so, a fireball to Damian Priest gives Aleister Black the victory in the Last Man Standing match.
And Damian Priest now can get a break.
Also, you can dive more into the match part of it. But I did hear the old music from the Street Profits.
Very disappointing.
Disappointing.
Yeah, they reverted them back to basically those guys, and that's very disappointing in my opinion.
Man, we both knew they weren't gonna beat the Wyatt Six.
That's not it's not the problem of beating the Wyatt Six. They reverted them back to those guys. You had changed them, you had made them more serious, you had made them have a little bit more of an edge, you gave them new music, and the new music was hot. And you take that away, go back to the We want to smoke.
That's what the fans wanted. So, hey, the fans won that one.
Fans don't care. Let's be honest. The fans don't care about the Street Profits like that. Let's be real. We did get another. We got two more interesting tad bits.
Yeah. So, the MFT has gotten more stronger.
I think we're about to see the G.O.D. in the NF, in the MFT. For those of you who don't know what I mean, Guerrillas of Destiny. That was Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa.
They brought the face paint with it too.
Yeah, when they were in New Japan, that was the face paint. That's the edge. And I love how after the Wyatt Six had beat up the Street Profits, which we knew was going to happen, they stepped to him. The MFT stepped to him.
MFT versus the Y6. Interesting.
Somewhere down the line. And of course, we got Shinsuke with his old music back.
Yep, Shinsuke got his music back.
Now, that was a good change. Because now we ain't got to see Darth Shinsuke no more.
No more Darth Snaker.
No more Darth Shinsuke. Darth Nakamura. No more of that mess. That's a win for us all. You mean I realize it's a win for you, but trust me, it's a win for you.
Oh, boy. So that led to Crown Jewel down in Perth, Australia. And we kicked out Crown Jewel with the Australian Street Fight between Roman Reigns, the OTC, against Bronson Reed, the Tribal Thief. For the first time in my adult life, sir, I saw a cricket bat be introduced in wrestling.
Did you do?
Is that a cricket bat? I think that's the first time I've ever seen a cricket bat in wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course they did the whole thing, and then once Roman Reigns got advantage and on the outside, Bron Breakker came and speared him. It's a notable spot in case of match. The Usos come out.
They're trash. Yeah.
And your boy effed up. That's all I'm gonna say. You say what you want, but your boy effed up.
Well, Roman's asked him to leave him alone, and I feel like it's Jimmy. They keep wanting to help, and they keep messing up stuff. You know what I'm saying? You gotta leave. You have to listen to what somebody tell you. Somebody tell you, leave me the fudge alone. You're leaving the mother fudger alone.
Hey, so. Jey Uso spared Roman Reigns through a table, which led to Roman Reigns getting tsunami by Bronson Reed and the Godzilla. Just the hometown dub, which is rare these days.
Right.
What a way to kick off Crown Jewel. So we go to our first Crown Jewel Championship match. We go to the ladies portion of the show. It is the WWE Women's Champion Tiffany Stratton from SmackDown going against the Women's World Champion from Raw, Stephanie Vaquer. And I am pleased. Stephanie Vaquer is victorious, and she's the Crown Jewel Women's Champion.
True. That did kind of surprise me.
You were going Tiffany?
I was, just because it's a lot to give Stephanie when she just got a championship. What this really tells me is that Naomi was going to win. Now that she got hurt, they just plugged Stephanie Vaquer in and said, we'll keep the same thing. That's what it tells me.
But I hope Tiffany's all right, though, because she did miss that moonsault and then got followed with that corkscrew moonsault, which landed pretty rough.
Yeah.
I think that's Stephanie's new finishing move now. I don't think the other one's a finishing move anymore. Which to me, that's a good call. Because her doing the corkscrew moonsault looks like it's a more impactful. It's a more impactful way to end a match.
All I know is as long as we keep seeing Devil's Kisses, I'm good.
And thank you, Michael Cole and Ray Barrett, for staying in your lane. I will say Tiffany did do a great Alabama slam, though.
She did. That's true, she did that.
I wish I had a button to press, guys, because I'll press this button a lot of times right now for the match of the week. John Cena versus AJ Styles. By the way, shout out to John Cena for what he wrote for Alicia Taylor to announce AJ Styles. That was great by John Cena to do that.
Definitely give him props for that. Yeah.
And then we had the tribute match that we never knew we was going to get. What we had? We had Sister Abigail. We had a Scorpion Death Drop.
Mm-hmm.
We had what? A Crippler Crossface. We had a Walls of Jericho.
We had quite a few things.
We had an RKO by John Cena.
Yeah.
We had a Sweet Chin Music by AJ Styles. We had a choke slam and a tombstone. Man, for one final time, that was a hell of a match.
Something tells me you definitely enjoyed it, huh?
Match of the week. Match of the week for me. I don't know about you, but match of the week for me.
I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Anyway, how are you feeling about the match? Because that match was awesome. That match was awesome, huh? How do you feel about it?
I thought it was a good match. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, I thought it was a very solid match. Sure, to be honest, it was got a lot of stuff from John Cena that people wanted to see. You know, he got to give shout outs to certain people, and I like it. You kind of need that every once in a while, and I think they did a good job with making it happen. So I'm for it.
Okay, my favorite is so Cena hits Skull Crushing Finale, Styles hits Scorpion Death Drop. Cena uses the Accolade, Styles used the Coquina Clutch, Cena used the Walls of Jericho and Sister Abigail, Styles used Angel Wings, Cena hits RKO in the Draping DDT, Styles actually hit John Cena with his own AA. Style also did Frank Kazarian's Fade to Black. Cena did the choke slam. I already mentioned Styles doing the Sweet Chin Music. And then Cena hit the tombstone, followed the AA. And that's how the match ended.
Quite a match.
We pull from WWE, TNA, and
probably some WCW stuff in there.
Jeez. And then we had to follow it up with the ladies taking over in the tag team match. The Kabuki Warriors going against Io Sky and Bloody Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Bloody Ripley.
I like it. I'm going to be honest. As this match was going, I did not know which way they was going to go. Which means they were telling a good story.
Yeah. It was two strong teams, too, so it wasn't like, you know, one team was garbage and the other one was fantastic. It was two good teams.
I'm like, I'm going EO and Ripley, but I don't know, because the Bookie Warriors, they like that team that never go away, and it's like, how do you get rid of them?
True. Very true.
But Kairi Sane sacrificed her body for Oscar and ended up losing the match for the Kabuki Warriors. So a happy day for the Australians. Both their hometown, their home country folks came home and won matches. Bronson Reed defeated Roman Reigns. And then Rhea Ripley team with Io Sky to defeat the Kabuki Warriors. It's a great day to be an Australian.
Yeah.
then brings us to the main event. The men's crown jewel championship match between the World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins and the undisputed WWE Champion Cody Rhodes.
I just want to say they've been telling us for at least 3 weeks that Cody was going to lose this match. And I listened.
I do have one issue with this match. Only one.
I'm sure I know what that issue is.
Go for it. I'm gonna give you a chance to see what you think. And I'm gonna tell you
right. I'm gonna guess that your issue is that Cody actually got knocked out by a freaking watch.
No.
Okay.
Just before, probably maybe a few minutes before that.
Okay.
They had Cody Rhodes do a super crossroads.
Yeah.
For Seth Rollins to kick out.
Hey, man, if you're going to lose, you got to do all your super moves before you lose.
I get it if he done it before. He has never done that. That's the first time he done that. A avalanche crossroads. The first time he's done it, he kicks out. But he beat Seth Rollins with normal crossroads. Like, could y'all save that for something else? You tell me if you disagree or not. But for me, that's one of the moments where he's going against one of his biggest rivals, and he know he has to find a way to put him away. And he does it, and you leave the fans stunned. Like, Cody hit a avalanche Cody Rhodes. Oh my gosh. What a way to end the match. That's me. How you feel? That's me. That's where I'm coming from.
I mean, I get it. I do get it. And I'm not necessarily disagreeing with it. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't matter what they did. Super Seth was going to kick out. And now, after what happened on Raw.
Oh, we're going to get into that.
I understand why.
And what Cody Rhodes, I mean, not Cody Rhodes, but where Seth Rollins did, I think when he did that coast to coast, made it did more damage to him than he expected.
Yeah.
But Crown Jewel in Perth, Australia. Stephanie Vaquer and Seth Rollins, your Crown Jewel champions. The Godzilla comes home after missing the last time they was in Perth, Australia, because he injured both ankles, if y'all remember that.
Yep.
To a home country victory, Rhea Ripley came home to a home country victory as well. Roman Reigns do not want to see the Usos until Christmas. So, sir, your takeaways from Crown Jewel.
It was better than Crown Jewel last year. It had more matches and it made sense. It had a flow to it. We're finally, it looks like, away from the four matches and only four matches thing. So
it was better than WrestlePalooza just last month.
Sir, the last one was better than WrestlePalooza. WrestlePalooza to me has been the most garbage event that I remember for a while. But it's pretty good, man. I'm not upset with it. I wouldn't say it was fantastic, but it was pretty good.
That actually gave us some stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Which brings us to Monday Night Raw. And forgive me for not paying attention to the opener. Even though I watched it, weren't really paying attention to what Seth Rollins was saying. And I probably should have.
You definitely should have. He was talking about how he didn't need Paul Heyman or the Browns.
I should have paid attention to that part, but I didn't. I was too busy enjoying for the first time ever having Monday morning Raw with some get up.
Well, I'll simply say that I didn't get to see it live, because I slept in. I had been feeling well. But some jerk decided to message me, and not Playmaker, but some jerk decided to message me the ending of the show.
Oh, no. I just said, well, that was shock. That was a shocking ending.
Yeah, you just said it was shocking. But some other jerk decided to message me the thing when I actually told them, because they messaged me and said, you watch it. And I was like, nah, but I'm getting ready to watch it now because like, nah, I wasn't up. And they proceeded to send me the end. So I can't say if I would have picked up on it, but I do feel like I would have picked up on because he said it two or three times.
I was too busy, like, this is morning, Monday morning, Raw, and I'm watching Get Up at the same time. This is crazy.
Well, I don't watch Get Up, so it's just been Monday morning, Raw. I'm not that big of an ESPN guy, so.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I like to watch certain shows to see how they feel about what took place on the weekend.
Yeah, I don't give a rat what they feel.
I may not agree with them, but hey, at least I know where they stand at. So yeah, that's how Raw opened up. The Vision opened up, and Seth Rollins said what my co-host said. But our first match was the Intercontinental Championship match between Penta and Dirty Dominic Mysterio. Very fun and tiny match between these two. These two have great chemistry together. Dirty Dom do what Dirty Dom does and be dirty. Cheat his way to keep the title. And I think Dirty Dom has reached the point where nobody cares what he does. They starting to love Dirty Dom now.
Yeah. But, you know, they've loved them for a while. Overseas has been in the United States. That's been the tricky part.
Dirty Dom keeps his title. We move on.
Rusev screws Penta, and then Rusev gets a shot next week.
Yep. We got to see Rhea Ripley and Kairi Sane go one-on-one with Io Sky in Rhea's corner and Asuka in Kairi Sane's corner. Of course, you can probably know who won the match. But unlike Saturday, the Aussie fan did not get what they wanted because the Kabuki Warriors left Io Sky and Rhea Ripley laying.
What do you mean, Playmaker? They got what they wanted. Another win for Rhea Bloody Ripley.
The last thing they remember is Rhea Ripley being laid out on the announce table.
Right. She won the match, though.
She won the match. No. But they was when they butt off when Rhea Ripley was laid out on that announce table. Now, I might shock my co-host here, but somebody got dig wrong on Raw today. Somebody got dig wrong. You know who got dig wrong?
Who could that be?
Dirty Dom got dig wrong. That's right. The playmaker sitting here saying Dirty Dom got dig wrong. Because Dirty Dom, while AJ Styles and Adam Pearce were talking, and Adam Pearce was thanking AJ Styles for a phenomenal match with John Cena on Saturday, Dirty Dom came in, you know, doing his, you know, usual hip stuff. And, you know, he's like, why you ain't talking about me and all this stuff? And then he was like, hey, I'm one of the hardest working champions around here. And then all of a sudden, AJ Styles was like, you know what? Chief Mysterio is right. How about, you know, JD McDonagh and Finn about to defend those tag team titles next week against, you know, me and Dragon Lee? Adam Pearce says, Dirty Dom, that's a great idea. So y'all two did Dirty Dom wrong. He did not deserve that. I don't know how you feel about it, but for once, I'm defending Dirty Dom on this one. This is not Dirty Dom's fault.
I think it's what's considered a comeuppance. They've been helping him a lot, and they've done a lot of chicanery. And we know those tag team championships don't get defended enough, so I like it.
I knew you liked it, but they still doing Dirty Dom wrong. Dirty Dom should not have been involved. This could have made the match.
Dirty Dom shouldn't open his mouth.
He was telling the truth.
Right. So they're fixing the problem. But I think Finn Balor and JD McDonagh are going to be.
They're not going to be pleased. They're not going to be pleased. They're not. All right. We had Jimmy Uso going against Bronson Reed. Before then, we had the Usos backstage, and they were talking about what took place on Saturday. And Jay said, I can't. Well, he was about to say, I can't go out there with you. But Jimmy figured he was still going to say that, and he was like, I'll go do it by myself. So before I continue on, what angle are we going with the Usos here?
Maybe we're going to finally see Big Jim get something more than being a sidekick.
You approve of this? Because I know how critical you've been to Big Jim.
Yes, because we don't know how good he is until he gets the opportunity. He should stay on SmackDown.
Man, if he would stay on SmackDown, he'd be getting beat up by the MFTs every week by himself.
Well, he's got Sammy and you got Sammy and Jacob now.
Yeah. Anyways, Jimmy gave Bronson Reed all he could, even with injured ribs. But trying to pick Big Bronson Reed up for a Samoan job backfired, with him getting squashed and then sent time to the back and a sent time to the front. And then a tsunami for the 1, 2, 3, and Bronson Reed has pinned now. Roman Reigns and Big Jim in the span of 48 hours. Bron Breakker, then Spears, Big Jim, and the Bronze are going on the attack, and then who shows up? Jey Uso to the rescue. He pins off the Bronze. He gets mad at Jim. Leaves to prepare for his match. I will say this. They are creating some interesting storylines on Monday Night Raw now. I think it seems like the creative juices have flown back into Monday Night Raw. Speaking of creative juices, sir, we had Bayley and Lala Valkyria going against Roxanne Perez and Raquel Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
Now we trying to figure out which, along with a lot of our career, which Bayley we gonna get this week.
Well, doesn't that make it kind of fun?
That's definitely. We don't know which Bayley we getting in this week, but did a lot of our career find a way to get what she want? Because while the match is going, is pretty much a stalemate because we don't know what's going on. Lyra decides to slap Bayley, and Bayley went on a rampage. On the Judgment Day. Took out Roxanne Perez and Raquel Rodriguez on the outside. Threw Roxanne back in the ring. Beat up some more and get her a rose plant. And all of a sudden, Bayley and Raquel became victorious. I think Lighter by Kill thought she was going to get it next. But she didn't. So this is, I'm just going to enjoy the ride. I don't know about you. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm just going to enjoy the ride when it comes to Bayley, because we don't know what we're going to get every week.
I enjoy it.
CM Punk, LA Knight exchanged the words backstage during an interview, which was interesting. We did get to see the World Women's Champion, Stephanie Vaquer. And she was met by the Judgment Day later on after their loss. And Roxanne Perez started to talk her big girl talk. And I thought it was I thought I couldn't love Stephanie Vaquer even more, but she pretty much called Raquel Rodriguez bluff. And the Judgment Day bluff. I'm like, I'm on for it. Let's go. How you feel about the champ calling Judgment Day's bluff?
I like it. That's a good opponent for somebody that she's wrestled before. You know, so you're not getting her into a whole bunch of new stuff right away. I can rock with it.
So whenever you want to sign up Roxanne Perez and Stephanie Vaquer, I'm here for it, Adam Pearce. Let's go ahead and say it's official. That's your phrase for now on. Eh?
Like a whistle.
Oh, by the way, next week, everything will be back to normal. Raw will be in Sacramento, California, so it'll be on at 8 o'clock p.m. Maxine Dupri would get an Intercontinental Championship match, sir.
Yes, she will.
Now, that one she would lose, but.
Yes, she will.
But they say, hey, you beat the champ. You get the title shot.
Yep. You get an opportunity to get up there and lose. By the way, shout out Real Wise Radio, where you can hear this product right now as we speak.
And that brings us to the main event of the evening. Number one contenders triple threat match, Jey Uso.
Yeet.
L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
And CM Punk. Winner gets Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. Three men. Two of which my co-host holds dear to him. The other one he tolerates. So before you saw this match, well, how was you feeling?
It makes sense why it ended the way it did. I wasn't 100% sure, but I feel like they were going to go this way to get him out of the way.
All right. CM Punk wins. He is the now the number one contender to the World Heavyweight Championship match. You know, for those of you who want to know, want me to react to finish, well, LA Knight heat CM Punk with the BFT. Jey Uso drags him out the ring, gets rid of him. CM Punk throws the table on Jey Uso, hits him with the go to sleep, and pins him 1, 2, 3. So your boy took the pin, by the way. How does that feel?
That's cool. You know, like I said, it's the most logical of the outcomes. You get Punk out the way, he loses. Then the only way Punk wins is if I'll get to it in a minute. I can't say it right now. So we gotta go over some more stuff first.
But that's not how we're all ended. Division comes out to, I won't say confront. Well, actually, no, they did come to confront CM Punk. Actually, they confront all three of them, by the way. Vision stands tall in the ring. Seth Rollins is feeling good. Bronson Reed is feeling good. Breaker is feeling good. Paul Heyman is feeling good. And then Bronson Reed's in the corner, you know. I think only a few people was paying attention to it. I wasn't one of them. Surprisingly, I was not one of them paying attention to it. As a matter of fact, I know why I wasn't paying attention to it, because I was on a particular show this morning. And then all of a sudden, Bron Breakker cut Seth Rollins in half.
As the credits were rolling.
How did you feel when you see Bron Breakker cut the champ in half?
I was very excited, actually. You need to do something different with him. This is something different.
Then he goes to Bronson Reed. Are you with me or not?
Are you with me or are you with him?
Bronson Reed ponders a minute. Drag Seth Rollins to the corner. Tsunami! All right, Bron Breakker made his choice. Bronson Reed made his choice. Paul, where do you stand? Paul Heyman raises the Bronson's hands while Seth Rollins lay there hurt. And betrayed.
Paul said, you ain't kill me.
But I hate to do this because I think we normally don't do this, but I ran across some interesting things from the PW Insider, sir. Because there was a lot of people in the comment that was like, I did not expect them to pull that trigger this early. Did you?
I did not until I also read that same information, sir.
So those of you who are wondering why this thing was pulled so early, there's a possibility that Seth Rollins is injured. And if he is injured, I know what move would probably injure him. It's that coast-to-coast that he did, because he did it head first. Because he did it head first instead of feet. So, from what's being told by PW Insider, that Seth Rollins is going to get an MRI to see the severity of the possible injury to his shoulder. So we'll see how that is. But if not, you're going to make an interesting story for Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker to take out the visionary of the vision.
The vision can't pass too fast.
Oh, man. Anything you want to add, sir?
I think he's hurt. I think they know he's hurt. That's why they did this angle. Because if they didn't know he was going to be out for a while, this would be really stupid to do. So I think they already know he's going to be out. But I can't trust Seth Rollins with injuries after what he did last time. So there's that too. Like, he already got us one time. Can we really trust him not to get us again?
Some people feeling that way. Some people feel like they're doing this just to get over CM Punk. Like you said, just to get rid of CM Punk. Some people think this is the way to do it. Like, CM Punk let his guard down because the Bronze turned on Seth Rollins, and all of a sudden it was a whole diplomacy and whatnot, which would be actually funny because that's what happened to CM Punk last time.
Yeah.
That would be crazy for him to do it back to back with the same opponent.
It'd be stupid if he fall for it, but we shall see.
So that was our Monday Morning Raw in the United States happened.
Yeah.
That was when the next time I'd be able to say Monday Morning Raw. Oh, man. Get you some wrestling early in the morning.
It's interesting.
Why are you recapping everything that took place over the weekend in football? That's a fun morning for me. Probably would have been a fun morning for you, but you've been going through some things, so.
Well, you know, I don't really rock with ESPN like that, so I don't really care what they got to say.
But other than that, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's episode of Marlins of Wrestling. We'll see what happens tomorrow on NXT. Now that Trick Williams is no longer a champion. Dark State no longer champions. And what can we do moving forward about this tie between NXT and TNA? And then we'll have to fall out from Crown Jewel on the SmackDown side. Most likely we'll be hearing from Cody Rhodes. Very interested in what he says. And, sir, we only have 4 dates left for John Cena. We are down to 4. 3 dates in November, 1 date in December. That is it.
AJ Styles will start his next year.
And yet, when AJ Styles will be done at the end of 2026.
My man said he's going home to be with his family.
Hey, he been phenomenal long enough for us.
Yep, he done flew for us long enough.
So he can go be a phenomenal family man now.
The phenomenal father, AJ Styles.
So with that being said, we'll be back to a normal show for y'all. I don't remember the last time we had a normal show.
Did we ever? That's the question.
So, that will be next week. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all enjoy the rest of your night. Enjoy some Monday Night Football, which I am fin to enjoy. Enjoy the rest of the week. We'll see you here next Monday with things being back to normal for once. For more Monarchs of Wrestling, for Cool McCain, I am the Playmaker. We out of here.
We are out. See you next week. Oh, 2 quick things for me. Don't forget, make sure that you share, like, subscribe, and it's never where you start. It's always where you finish. We're not quite out. No, we're out.